it's not the ocean. It's me shushing you. Hey, I have a secret for you. A secret new podcast called Tiny Dinos. It is hosted by Connor Radliff and James III. They're two best friends who are scientists. And it's all about a top secret experiment that will change the world as we know it. Each episode of Tiny Dinos features fun guests like Jason Mantzoukas, Adam Conover, an FBI agent, an AI assistant, a crank doctor named Crispy. What can I say but it's madness. And just in case this show sounds like it could be for kids, it's not. There's blackmail, graphic descriptions of violence, and people say the F word. Not a lot, but the F word does come up. Listen to Tiny Dinos today, out now wherever you get your podcasts. Shh. That time I was the ocean.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Hi, I'm Paul F. Tompkins.
And I'm Nicole Parker.
On this podcast, we improvise in character using real posts from a popular neighborhood networking website.
Occasionally, we change the names of some streets.
And that's all you need to know. To support the show and unlock the ad-free archive, as well as exclusive monthly episodes of The Bonus Room, go to cbbworld.com and sign up for a Maximus membership.
And now, please enjoy this episode of
The Neighborhood Listen.
Hello. This is a brief message to our loyal listeners. I'm Joan Pedestrian.
And I am Burnt Mia Payday.
And before we begin...
Doug Corn Pedestrian.
Okay, Doug. Thanks, babe. Before we begin this week's episode, we want to address something that happened in last week's episode.
Yes, on episode 511 of The Neighborhood Listen, we used a listener-submitted post as the basis for our interview, and the post turned out to be a joke post that quoted liberally from the television sketch show, Sir, You Have to Leave, which neither Joan nor myself has ever seen.
I have not watched any sketch comedy program since 2009. They just simply stopped being funny to me for some reason.
And I do not like sketch comedy because the stories are too short.
So when we were...
And I think sketches are too silly. I mean, none of that would ever happen in real life.
Okay,
Doug. Sorry.
All right.
I mean, that's kind of the point of... Right.
You know what? It's neither here nor there.
I'm angry. I'm sorry.
So when we... It's okay, babe.
We're all angry.
So, all right.
And sorry.
Okay, yeah. Trying to get through this. So when we contacted the person who posted this fraudulent item on the Neighbor app, a man calling himself Polly Coca-Cola, we had no idea we were being catfished. Is that what you call it? I mean, I feel catfished. I mean, I certainly felt tricked and violated. I thought that was catfish. Is there more to it?
I think that's definitely part of catfishing.
Maybe.
More of a relationship kind of thing.
Well, when I think of how I feel, somehow catfish just seemed to really sum it up. I feel catfished.
Let's say catfish.
Anyways, conned, catfished. It wasn't great, people. It wasn't great.
We know our listeners look to us for interviews with real people who are not fake, and we regret having been duped in this manner.
Now, the listener who submitted the post claims to have been unaware that the post was quoting liberally from the show, It's Time for You to Leave, and we take them at their word. However, we have asked our social media director, Allison, to conduct a thorough internal investigation.
Allison has not yet returned our calls.
No, she has not.
But again, we at the Neighborhood Listen regret the error.
Okay. Oh, was I supposed to do it with you? Sorry, can we go again?
Not really. I mean, it's not supposed to be like the Pledge of Allegiance. It was just, okay. But we regret the error.
I think just all three of us regret it. So we should all say.
Yeah,
I'm scared.
I think the we covers that. I don't think we all have to say it at the same time.
Okay, I just forgot my cue. That's all.
No, I don't think you were ever supposed to do it, Joan. This was Doug's idea.
Okay. Sorry.
Okay. It was my idea, but you make the call.
Right.
What was your idea, babe?
His idea was that we all say we regret the error at the same time, which is, I think, a little strange. And I think it detracts from the message. And I think if I say we, I'm clearly speaking on behalf. I think we're getting in the weeds here. And we're so close to the end.
I know. And I think we're so sorry. You know, we're just so sorry that, you know, whether or not we're saying it all at the same time or individually, we do regret the error. So you're right. Let's just dust ourselves off, pick ourselves up. I don't know if that's the phrase. And now, as they say in my avocation, on with the show.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Your neighbor.
Good. In Dignity Falls, you're never alone. You've got the Neighbor Half app and us.
Bert.
And Joan. From coyotes to mail theft to weird things to sell, we'll cover it all.
And meet new neighbors as well.
We'll chat about any post you're missing. So just tune in to the Neighborhood Listen.
And welcome once more to The Neighborhood Listen. Joan, would you like to explain what The Neighborhood Listen is?
Oh, I'd love to. Here on our last episode.
Of the season.
Oh, yes. Goodness. Yes. No, we're going to do so many of these.
We're never going to stop. No. We'll do this till the grave.
Yeah, we'll do them without a microphone, without recording. We'll just sit here and pretend if no one wants it. We'll do it for ourselves.
That sounds demented.
What we do here is we take posts from the Neighbor Hap. People post about all sorts of different things. We bring in those people or the people who are posted about. We get to know them a little bit better, just getting to know our neighbors.
And our neighbors, of course, are the people in Dignity Falls.
Yes, which is where we are. And I am Joan Pedestrian, and I am the top realtor here in Dignity Falls for now. And this is Bert Mia Payday.
I am Bert Mia Payday. I am the pharmacist in chief at the Dignity Falls Pharmacy, the brand new pharmacy here in Dignity Falls.
I think this was one of the biggest developments of this season was that you moved from your CVS. How long were you at the CVS?
Oh, I was at the CVS for years.
Yeah, years.
It was my first job out of college. I started as a pill stalker.
Yes.
I wasn't even a pharmacist then.
And I don't believe they even have that position anymore.
That job has been eliminated.
Yes,
it's replaced by a robot.
Of course.
Yes. And that robot malfunctioned recently. It went on a rampage.
Oh. Like against humans?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yes. And there was like smoke coming out of it and sparks.
Oh, no.
It broke a lady's arm.
Oh, my word. You'd think it wouldn't have been given that strength as they were just dealing with very light pill boxes.
I know. And of course, but you know, stocking pills is a very delicate operation. You know what I mean?
I guess so. But again, that requires fine motor skills, not breaking a bone.
Here's what I think happened. I think some of the pills got crushed and got inside the workings of the robot and made it go crazy.
That seems wild, but
it does seem wild, doesn't it?
Do you have a robot at the Fallsmacy?
No, we have, what we have is, it's one of the things I'm not crazy about.
Okay.
It's charming, but it does add more work. It's a sort of Rube Goldberg contraption.
Okay.
Where there's all these things have to happen and then the pills go down a chute and they go one by one into the bottle.
Well, that seems like a lot of expense.
To fill one bottle, it takes like a full day.
Well, you know, and that actually might go away because just to remind everyone in the Fallsmacy, it's brand new and it's just a catch-all. There's so many different things. How many stories high is it? Is it 30?
It's five stories high.
Five stories high.
30.
Sorry. I was thinking 30 feet. It's five stories high.
You're thinking of the branch in Dubai.
Oh, yes, I am. And it's got a waterfall in the center.
Yes.
You can, there's a dry bar on the bottom. You can also mail packages.
That's right.
There's a
Notary Public. Portrait Studio.
But Portrait Studio, Caricature Studio.
Boy, that was a mistake.
Well, this is the thing. The Fallsmacy is trying out a lot of different things.
It's right next to the Portrait Studio.
Yes.
And I mean, people go in there to get their pictures taken, passports and stuff like that. And then who would go?
Well, and then there have been some mistakes where they needed their passport, but it was just a caricature of them. And people haven't been able to leave the country.
No, they get turned away at the airport.
They do. And I would never do it because I'm so sensitive about my weird ears.
I don't think your ears are that weird. And I think that in some people might find them charming.
Maybe every single time. Well, I mean, fool me once. I did it three times, mostly for the kids because we'd be at a fair or something like the carnival. And then Doug loves the caricatures. He loves them.
He's
by the way, Doug, my husband, our engineer. Hey, babe, where are you?
Hey, I'm in the lazy room.
What's the lazy
room? It's my lazy day.
Oh, but you are recording the podcast, right?
Yes.
Okay.
He didn't realize we had one scheduled today, and he was all ready to do his lazy day.
Well, thank you for recording on your lazy day.
He's in the lazy room.
What do you do in the lazy room on your lazy day?
As little as humanly possible.
Makes sense.
So I'm in the supine position.
Oh, la la.
He learned that on, it was on Jeopardy the other night, and he just keeps saying it.
Supine keeps trying to jam it into a conversation.
Yeah, he's like, hey, can you hand me that supine toothbrush that's on the counter?
Put a plate of food down in front of him. Ah, supine.
And it is confusing because, you know, one of my very good friends is supine.
I know. How is she doing?
She's not great.
Did her hair grow back?
On one side.
Oh, only on the one side?
Yes.
That's a style.
It is a style. It's
poor,
true.
Poor supine.
You know, there was a girl I went to high school with who did that. And it was like so dramatic. This was because nobody did it back then.
Oh, you mean shaved half of her head?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Uh-huh.
And I thought it was very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And they couldn't really give her trouble for it, like violating dress code or anything like
right,
that.
Right. Right.
But you know, they wanted to.
Of course.
But it was a very bold maneuver.
Mm-hmm.
The end of story. Anecdote complete. Now I'm a robot.
Oh, but speaking of robots, I was saying that they're trying so many different things at the Fallsmasy that I think that some of these things are going to fall away. They tried a lot of extra things in the sort of the opening weekend. There is the Rube Goldberg one.
Yes. There's a window so the kids can watch it.
Yes.
And it's fun for them, but it's not.
They
practical.
Also tried almost like a sushi conveyor belt with the pills, you know,
yes.
as they came out. But then, of course, everyone was grabbing ones that didn't belong to them.
I know. And then they put that behind glass and they had this lasted a day. They had a sort of Lucy and Ethel impersonators where the pill conveyor belt was getting ahead of them.
I went in for that. I auditioned for that.
No,
for both roles.
Don't.
I was very mad. I didn't get. I rehearsed. You could ask Doug.
You should be thrilled because they forgot to switch out for prop pills.
Ugh.
And both of them had a terrible day. Let me just put it that way.
Just
internal
stuffing
bleeding.
Xanax in their cheeks.
That's right. And internal bleeding. Yes.
Well, I mean, I'm not happy to hear that because, you know, a professional should have been doing it. But whatever. They didn't do the research. It's fine.
No. Do you think that would have made a difference?
Well, yes, because I honestly think that if you do your research, you know what the props should look like. Mm-hmm. And then you've probably practiced. I would have asked for take home practice pills.
Right.
Just like you use a rehearsal skirt or you wear high heels if you're going to be wearing high heels in a show.
Sure.
I would have rehearsed, which is what actors say when they have a request for rehearsal.
Yes, I have a rehearsal.
I would have rehearsed for practice pills, prop pills.
Yeah.
You know, so I think they'll probably get rid of that Rube Goldberg situation.
I think
terribly.
So I mean, we've all lobbied for it, but the owner is eccentric.
Well, without a doubt. Do we know how he got his money yet?
There are a lot of theories.
Yes, there's a lot of rumors.
One is that he found it.
Okay.
Yeah, just found
just
a bunch.
Found
of money.
It. Just yeah. found a pile of money.
Just found a pile of money. Like a money cave. If you're familiar with those.
Oh, well, we almost built one here. Doug really wanted one.
Oh, sure. Well, who wouldn't? Of course.
Well, sure. Yeah. You know, you just sort of like get to go down there and imagine that he was going to put gold bars down there. Just, you know, fake gold bars. Yeah. Some real.
Have
some
like
fake.
A dragon's hoard. You roll around in it.
Yeah. Like Absolutely. A treasure. Like treasure.
Yeah. Like the Desolation of Smaug.
Yes.
Rolling around on gold bars is not as fun as it looks.
No,
yeah.
No.
None of them move at all.
Those should just be, you know, there for sort of decoration. You know what I mean?
Mm.
But the pile that you roll around in should be cash.
Yes.
Coins.
Yes.
Maybe some precious gems.
Precious gems. I still haven't seen it. Well, you mentioned gems. Uncut gems earlier and I still haven't seen it.
Joan, I would say keep it up. Keep up the good work.
Okay. You really weren't a fan.
No.
Okay.
Didn't see the point.
I heard it was very stressful, Joan.
Oh, I don't like
That's
stressful
what everybody
movies.
Said.
I just but hate stressful movies.
I saw it after people warned me that it was stressful. And then when it started, I thought, this is not real. Who cares? Why should I be stressed out?
What a wonderful way to take yourself out of the reality and well, calm yourself down.
Well, if somebody's telling you, yeah, you're going to be so stressed watching it, it's like, well, not me, because that's not a real person.
I just can't stand like all those sort of like, you know, early comedies, well, early, I guess, 90s, where, you know, there was just one disaster after another. Oh, yes. Now the roof is on fire. Now the cat, I think I'm mostly just thinking of Meet the Parents.
Or the Money Pit.
Oh, the money. That yeah, was an unpleasant money movie.
It starts out really funny. Then, yes, it just gets unfun.
Yeah. Really unfun. Yeah. The Duplex.
The Duplex. Never saw that one.
Why did I see it?
I don't know why movies want us to be so stressed.
I don't understand. I mean, I guess the idea of laughing at someone else's stress maybe is funny, but is it that funny?
What's your favorite movie, Bernd?
Of all time?
Yes.
Somebody open a window?
Well, you.
Oh, babe.
I was taking my thinking breaths. You know, I wanted to like 1 hour photo because it's at the pharmacy, but it's not very
dark. Yeah. Am I correct?
It's very dark.
I've never seen it.
My favorite movie.
I really didn't mean to stump you. Do you need to take another thinking breath? There you
yeah,
go.
Yeah.
Would you like me to open a window?
I'd get up, but I can't.
Well, oh, that's you right. just don't yeah. want to. I mean, of course yes. you could get up.
Mm. No, you have to take ownership of the laziness and say, I could get up, but I'm not going to.
That's true, because it's not lazy if I can't.
Yes. I mean...
So I really want to, well.
Are you able? Is something holding you down?
Is this like the situation no. where you were stuck in the gym with your T-ball bat?
No.
Which I've never understood the physics of, by the way.
Joan, I'm right there with
God,
you.
God, I wanted you to understand it.
I could not grasp.
I just don't even understand why you need to work out with a T-ball apparatus.
Yeah.
It just doesn't seem, in a small room.
Anyway, my favorite movie is The Taking of Pelham 1-2-3.
Sorry, which one?
The Taking of Pelham 1-2-3.
The Taking
the
of
the original.
Pelham. I don't know this movie.
It's a movie about a subway heist.
Really?
Yes.
That's okay.
Right. Walter Matthau was in it.
Matthau.
Is that how you say it?
I'm not sure. I think it's Matthau.
I've never heard of
that.
But
maybe if it's dramatic, he probably asked for it to be pronounced Matthau in that one movie.
Do you think that's the more dramatic pronunciation?
I think so.
Matthau.
I think Walter Matthau is sillier.
Yeah.
Yes.
It did make me laugh.
And Walter Matthau, all of a sudden I'm picturing him being handed an Academy Award.
I've never heard it out loud before.
Ever?
Never.
I guess it doesn't come up in conversation that often.
It really doesn't.
So is this like, it's like a 70s disaster kind of movie?
Not a disaster, but a thriller.
Well, a thriller, sure.
Yes, yes, yes.
Well,
and
okay.
Here's what I like about it as a pharmacist.
Okay.
That eventually a criminal is caught because of a sneeze.
Really?
Yes.
Oh boy. Would you say that sparked the interest when you went, or were you already a pharmacist when you saw this? No, you couldn't have been.
I was, no. I saw this when I was a kid. Maybe that's what made me a pharmacist.
That's what I'm asking. Was it?
Okay.
Oh.
Joan, I'm sorry about that.
Yeah. I don't know where that came from.
I don't know the way you,
I think you're lightheaded from all of your think breaths.
It's possible.
It's possible.
I hope it's not doing lasting damage to me doing those think breaths.
Well, we're going to have to check it out, babe. We're going to have to watch it.
Hey, real quick, Joan, you said in the intro, you said you're the top realtor in Dignity Falls for now. What did that mean?
Oh, well, it just meant that, I mean, if you've been following this season, you know that I've been through a sort of come to Jesus or whoever you believe in moment. I've really had sort of some struggles because, as people know, I've been very, I'm feeling edged out by these reality shows like mm-hmm. Selling Sunset and all of
other
these
examples that we never mentioned.
Well, there's another one that's called OC Realty, I think, or something like that, something in Southern California. And also, I do mean, I had mentioned Joanna Gaines before. There's all these other people on
and
like
of course,
the,
I thought of Joanna Kearns.
On the, yes, as always. On the the
whole, I'm thinking all these of Chris Gaines.
Oh, Chris yes. Gaines! When is he going to make a
God,
album?
Where did he go?
Oh, is that the sort of, is that Garth Brooks' sort of
that's
alter
Mr.
ego?
Hyde.
That was
was a weird period, wasn't it?
But
how
you know
odd.
What? You gotta, good for him.
Yeah,
you
why
know
not?
What I mean? Yeah.
Why not? But yes, I feel like Realty's now been put, it's sort of been Hollywoodized, you know, mm-hmm. and I thought that I had to maybe join the club and start my own, shoot my own Realty pilot.
That's right.
Which I was going to do. And then I thought maybe I need to look like these very attractive women. I was going to get a total face change.
Yes.
And we know that my gentleman here, my husband.
Are you going to call him your gentleman friend?
Can you remember my name?
That's got to happen sometimes, right? If you're married, you yeah. blank on your spouse's name.
I was going to say my boys, but that felt weird, you know, because yeah. it's you and Doug, and that's what I call my boys. I right. mean, that's what I call my actual sons, Matt and
Radiophonic.
Yes. And so that's all I was going to say. They convinced me anyways. They convinced me that that was not something that they wanted. They didn't want me to have a completely different face. Your reaction was very strong. I have to say, I really didn't expect
well, Joan,
it.
Joan, if a friend of yours says, much less your wife or your mother says, I'm going to have an operation called a total face change. It's alarming. And you don't want somebody that you care about to have a total face change.
I have to say, I was very touched by that. I really was. I do think we put too much emphasis on looks, you know, because it made me realize that, exactly. you know, that, or wait, maybe we do because you didn't want me to change my looks, but maybe it may, what I'm saying is I think I needed to look better.
It made me realize that we don't tell each other that we like each other's faces.
There enough. You go. That's what
that's
I was
true.
Trying to
say. That's
what
that's
I was
really
Doug is saying what I couldn't
say. So that we true. Don't want you to change your face.
Yes. Yes, yes.
So, at this point now, I am, I still feel like I need to be, switch into sort of the role of mentor. So there's a lot of young people who moved in this year to become, who they've rushed into town to become
right.
realtors.
Yeah.
Because we've had sort of a lot of people have left town.
Yes.
And we don't know why yet.
No.
But there's been a great exodus.
There's been a strange exodus in Dignity Falls. No one is saying why.
There's all these empty houses.
Yes.
And so a lot of
and all these people coming in.
And all these people coming in. Maybe it has something to do with the podcast. I don't know. Do we have that far a reach? Babe, didn't you say that people listen to us in a bunch of different countries?
Oh, yeah. Estonia is number 9, I believe.
Wow. We're number 9 in Estonia? Well, that's flattering.
What do you know? It really that's is.
Who's ahead of us? I want to know.
We did have a couple of weeks there where we never got sunlight.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, I remember that.
I wonder if that has something to do with
that was earlier in the year. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was scary.
It was scary. And we don't do the time change here.
No, no. If anything, sometimes we won't change months.
That is true.
We'll just say it's still March.
Right. We yes. reserve the right to say it's still March. Yeah. That started as an old thing where nobody wanted to, you know, the old thing where like, oh, I wrote a check and I just keep on writing the old year.
Yeah.
And then it changed to the old month. And then people really, there was a big protest about it.
That's right.
People just didn't want to change months. They
that
just,
was a bloody protest. And people were trampled by horses.
Yes, they were. But not, and wild horses. They weren't like police
no.
horses.
No. How did they get there? Do you think they were summoned by the noise?
I mean, the police horses were so confused.
They were so confused. Those poor horses.
Those poor horses.
Poor police horses. Why are they still around?
I truly. In the capacity in which they're still around, you know, they should be set free.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not put down.
No.
Although, ACAB. ACAB. So I, yeah, the darkness, I think a lot of people connected it to the incident,
oh,
which
yeah.
is so long ago. I don't
so
see how they could
ago.
Be connected, but
that's right.
I don't know. It was a strange occurrence.
It was. It really was.
Yeah. It was pitch black for weeks.
And that's how Sue Pine lost her hair.
No, during the darkness.
That's what caused it.
When the lights came back on.
No, I didn't know. Oh yeah. Okay. Was it the result of the darkness or the result of the lights coming back on?
Well, that's when we noticed the hair was gone.
Yes. I mean, that's
so it must have happened during the dark.
You know, at this point, there's a lot of people coming in, but they're young and they're green. They don't know what they're doing. They need help writing up descriptions of houses. They need help putting the signs up. I mean, they don't even know how to put the signs up properly.
They probably don't even have chocolate chip cookie recipes.
To it. They don't have chocolate chip cookie recipes. And so I figure maybe at this point I can start, you know, like I said, I've started a company, which is called...
Hot Realtor Summer. Realty company.
Realty company.
Do you regret that name?
I sure do. Especially number one, because I can never remember it.
Right.
Which is very embarrassing.
You refuse to look at your buck slips.
I do. and so maybe I'm just turning over a new leaf.
Okay.
Well,
I think those young people could not ask for a better mentor than Joan Pedestrian.
That's very, very kind.
Well, it's the truth.
I really appreciate it. And so we'll just see. You know, we have no idea what the new year holds for me. We know I'm not going to be an improviser.
Yeah.
Because I tried that. I tried improvising songs at the Christmas Cabaret and it went very poorly.
I blame your sons more for that.
It is true. They shouted over everybody with very dirty suggestions.
Yeah.
But that's okay. You know, I could try again, but you know what? There's a lot of improv in realty, which I didn't even realize.
Boy, that's true, isn't it? Because you do have to think on your feet because people ask you questions and then you have to lie to them.
Well, I mean, I don't like to say that I lie. Maybe embellish, I think.
Oh, sure,
you know?
Sure, sure, sure.
Or if they find a problem, you have to put a positive spin on it. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. The wiring is very old. It's classic.
It has character. So we'll just see. I don't know.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, Joan, I wish you the best of luck.
Wait a minute. That's what you say to the guests.
I know.
Usually
I know.
When we think they're crazy.
I know, which is every time. All right, Joan, but I think you're going to be great. Should we go to a break?
I think we should.
All right. We will be back with a guest when the Neighbor Listen returns.
Hi, everyone. It's Nicole. How are you? Listen, the weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune, and luckily, I found Quince. Now, I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year, like premium European linen dresses, blouses and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless, 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. That's right, I said less, not more. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. And I love that. Now, I love also all the items that I've already gotten from Quince. I can wear my sunglasses year-round. I got a pair of sunglasses from Quince. I'm still concerned that I'm not cool enough for them and that I can't get away with it. But I also got some amazing joggers for my 4-year-old son, and I tried them on. I'm sorry. It's just weird. I know it's weird, but I wanted to feel the luxury. And let me tell you, they're fabulous. Now listen, get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/TNL for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That is quince.com/TNL to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/TNL. Bye.
Hey, everybody. Ready to win Mother's Day and cement your reputation as the best gift giver in the family? I said it. I said win Mother's Day. I'm Nicole Parker, and I'm going to tell you how to give the moms in your life an Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos. She will love looking back on your childhood memories and seeing what you're up to today. Even better, with unlimited storage and an easy-to-use app, you can keep uploading mom's frame with new photos. It truly is the gift that keeps on giving. And I gave my mother-in-law one, and it's great because I have a 4-year-old son, and she just gets to have constant pictures streaming to her kitchen counter, which is where she keeps this frame, because I guess that's where grandmas really do love to be, right? In the kitchen. No, grandmas belong everywhere, not just the kitchen, but the kitchen happens to be where she keeps her frame. All right. Now, the other thing is I have a son, so I hope that someday he gives one to me so that I remember what he looks like when he's 30 and it isn't call. Also, some other fun bits of trivia about the Aura frame. It's loved by the press. It's featured in more than 130 gift guides, and it has been selected 3 times as one of Oprah's favorite things. Don't look under your seat. You don't have it. I didn't give it for you. You have to get it yourself, but it's easy to set up. It's the perfect gift for any occasion. It has free unlimited storage, and you have complete control over who has access to your frame. And the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which is how many other digital frames do it. So right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off, plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's A-U-R-A Frames.com. Use code TNL at checkout to save. Terms and conditions, oh, they apply.
Frames. Hi there, it's Rosalie. I got a 10-ounce bag of 2-inch green rubber bands. That's right, and I'm charging $8 for them. I am not, repeat, I'm not giving this Ziploc bag here full of green rubber bands. I'm not giving it away for free. Are you kidding me? Do you know how many years it took to collect and gather and save all of these green rubber bands and then keep them hidden from my husband? You are crazy if you think that I'm going to just let you have them. I'm sorry that this picture is out of focus and fuzzy. I didn't have a lot of time. My husband was at home, and I had to take it out and take a picture so you guys could see it. And then I had to put it back right away so that he didn't see them, because he doesn't want to see them. If he sees them, oh boy, oh boy. It's just hard on him because, you know, I think he's just jealous that I have hobbies. But I'm going to get rid of this one. And so if you don't already have a whole bunch of rubber bands, just more than you can deal with in your junk drawer, if you don't have that, then feel free to come pay me money for rubber bands that everyone gets surrounding a local newspaper that gets delivered to their door every day. If you want to just have them on your own, well, get ready. Get ready for a life, a 20-year sentence of collecting them and hiding them from a man who never followed a dream. Come get them.
And welcome back to the Neighborhood Listen. We have a guest here, as we always do. We scour the NeighborHap, the social networking application for neighborhoods. We look for interesting posts so we can talk to the people and get to know our neighbors better. And if you see a post that maybe we've missed, you can screenshot it and send it to us. Why don't you screenshot it and send it to us sometime?
Oh, gosh, you get it to take it. I would say take a deep breath. Mortal Mae West.
You can take a screenshot and send it to us at burntandjoan@gmail.com, and we will read it on the show. This one comes to us from Chris. This is in the for sale and free department. And Chris writes, I just got a Chicken Dance Elmo on eBay, and while it appears to be in good shape, it doesn't do the chicken dance. You press his left toe, boy, and he announces that he's about to do the chicken dance, but then he doesn't do it. Cute toy for kids who are into Elmo and don't have high expectations. Easy foyer pickup in West Dig on Sequoia Street. Please let me know which day and time you can come pick it up, and I'll leave it out for you. I don't know how to take photos with my cell phone, so I'm just posting a pic of me. And then it's a very pleasant pic of this nice-looking old lady. And that's Chris. And we have Chris right here in the studio today. Chris, how do you do?
I'm okay. I'm doing okay.
Okay.
Did you ask me that?
Yes, I asked you how you're doing.
Yes. Yes. Okay. I wasn't sure if you said how or what. But I'm doing okay.
You thought maybe he said, what are you doing?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Oh, okay. Are you asking me what am I doing?
No, I thought maybe he was asking me what I was doing.
Oh, boy,
this
is a real who's on first moment happening.
Second base. Is that how that works?
Man, it's pretty close.
I think so.
We're just a base off.
Chris, Well, first of all, and I see that you brought the
Elmo.
I think we even heard it doing the chicken dance for a minute there. But I first want to know, if you don't know how to take a picture with your cell phone, I am surprised that you were able to upload a photo onto the that would be to me that's actually more complicated
Absolutely.
Than just taking a photo with your phone.
Yes. So or just searching for a picture of Chicken Dance Elmo.
you know what that would have been worth. Yeah, that would have been worked
it's
too.
It's allowed. Yeah.
How do you do that?
How do you search for an image?
How do you search for an image?
What he just said?
Yes.
Yes. You type a thing you want to see a picture of into the search bar.
Okay. I'm already lost.
No.
Oh,
Chris.
Come on
what?
Now.
I don't know how phones
Chris,
work.
How did you get on the NeighborHap?
How are you on the NeighborHap?
I, my, My son helped me.
Oh, that's
very sweet. What's his name?
Andrew.
Okay. And is that your only child?
Yes. He doesn't talk to me anymore.
Oh, no.
Wait, he helped. He just recently helped you.
That was the last thing we did together.
No. Oh, what happened?
Oh, we got into a big fight. I was just so angry that I didn't like the way he was talking to me and telling me how to do it. He's like, you can do this on your own. And I got so mad.
But wait a minute. This doesn't sound like one of those sort of penultimate fights that just make you never speak again. I mean, he's going to talk to you again, right?
I don't know. We have so many fights. This is our childhood and my adulthood. Maybe we'll...
was there more to that, or just his? You said his childhood and my adulthood, and then what?
Full stop.
And maybe this. That's just when he was a child, we fought. Now I'm an adult.
Oh, I see. So fighting has been his childhood and all of your adulthood.
I think this is the way we communicate.
Oh,
right?
Dear.
Yes.
Well, then I bet he'll be back. How old is he now?
He's 39.
39.
Okay. Yes. And is his father still in the picture? Is it okay to ask?
I said he was my child.
I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry. No, you're right. I'm a woman.
No, never mind.
I'm a woman. I got confused.
Listen, in the picture, it did look like it. We weren't sure, yes, and you present it as you let us
you
know.
Look exactly like the picture.
You let us know.
The reason, listen, I'll be honest about everything. And a lot of people just think I'm a man when I go out in public.
Really?
Is that right?
I've done that. Yeah,
okay.
I'm a very handsome woman.
Okay.
You are a very handsome woman.
Like Glenn Close.
So when,
right. Isn't that what they always say about her?
Is it?
Yes, especially when she played Albert Nobbs.
Yes.
Oh, right.
I love that movie.
Wonderful movie.
Yes.
Oh, that might edge out Taking a Bell 1, 2, 3.
Oh, really? Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I love that movie with Denzel Washington.
Oh, no, the original with Walter Matthau.
Walter Matthau?
Yes.
Oh, what a dramatic person.
Well.
Walter Matthau.
If you're only familiar with, exactly, I know, it really is. Now, what happens if I say to you, Walter Matthau?
Oh. Works like a charm.
Well,
that's hilarious. I've never heard it pronounced like that.
Oh, amazing.
All right, so now to be clear, can I ask about his dad now?
Sure.
Okay. Is he still in the picture?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
He's a traveling salesman.
Oh, really?
Yes.
What does he sell?
Pillows.
Okay.
He travels around and sells pillows.
It's amazing. It's such an old-fashioned job.
Yes, he's been doing it since we met.
Does it door to door, or how does he do it?
Door to door.
Right.
He knocks on door. Yes.
Right. No, does he sell a lot? I mean, is this...
I can't tell him to stop. He has nothing. It'll be bad.
He has nothing.
Nothing.
I mean, he has you and Andrew.
Oh, he has me and Andrew.
Okay.
But
how often
nothing.
Do you see him?
My husband or Andrew?
Well, right now we know you don't see Andrew. How often do you see your husband? What's his name?
My husband's name is Charles.
Okay. Charles. Is that, am I doing that right?
Perfect.
Charles.
Yes. He's so interesting to me. He's really, I love him. He's one of the most fascinating human beings I've ever met.
Wow.
What makes him so fascinating? In addition to having this archaic job,
And this incredible pronunciation of his name.
That name, yes. Mm.
He's just a great storyteller.
Oh.
I can sit and be enwrapped with Charles telling stories about most anything.
Oh, wow. Okay, so
he has a very booming voice.
Oh, my.
Really?
We must make him a great salesman.
Yes, he knocks on the door. Can I imitate my husband?
Please,
yes,
of course.
Please,
allowed.
Please do the spiel.
It's allowed.
Yes. I don't know what's allowed anymore.
We've had all kinds on this show.
And this time of day that we're all living
it's
in.
It's 9 a.m.
Yes.
Is it 9 a.m.?
Yes.
Oh, well, I've been up for hours. It could have been midnight by now.
Oh, my
I don't know.
Well, given that we had that darkness a while ago.
Oh,
so, I mean, who
scary.
Knows?
It was scary,
wasn't it?
God, that woman got her head shaved halfway.
Supine.
Wonderful. It's a lovely word. Did you see it on Jeopardy this week?
Yes. My husband dubbed it.
Are you kidding me?
I'm it right now.
Oh, you supine. The whole category was supine. So I'll take supine for 1,000. All the answers.
And if then you Doug wanted to be able to then go in the room and then, you know, have the answer be something where you'd have to ask, what is Doug? That would be, it was just supine.
I felt like that category, I don't feel like it had enough for, you know, what is it? Like 8 clues, 6 clues?
Yeah.
Right.
I remember the host saying, if you are supine, if you are laying this way.
And the answer, what is down? Supine?
Well, what about you laying up? It's face up.
Well, what about the video
Jeopardy? Beg your pardon?
The video Jeopardy question. What was it again?
Oh, it was just some woman saying, I am supine right now. And you have to say, who is Victoria Principal? I don't know. Who's she doing?
That one was wild.
That one was wild. That was for $5,000.
I will say, I knew who it was. I knew who she was. I watched Dallas.
Sure.
Where it was just a body in a casket.
Yeah. That was grim.
And said, what is dead?
Yeah.
And I'd never seen this on Jeopardy before. They removed it from the board. They said, that one doesn't count.
It's a do-over.
Everybody gets 100.
It's a Jeopardy do-over.
And
the Daily Double was, this person lost their hair in Dignity Falls during the darkness. And the answer was, again, supine.
That's right. And nobody got it.
I got it at home.
Of course. Well, why wouldn't you? Of course.
Screaming at the TV.
Oh, my goodness.
Screaming at the top.
All right. Chris, we're really getting off track.
Yeah, I want to get that spiel from your husband.
Oh, yes. My husband.
When he knocks on the door.
Voice.
Yes. Charles.
Charles.
Is anybody home?
And then someone usually, he has to do it again because no one answers. No one does it.
I know. Who does this anymore?
If I heard that, I'd be terrified.
Would you?
Am I being visited by the first ghost?
Yes. I didn't think I was that bad. I need to be taught a lesson.
It was appropriate in the 50s. When he did that,
that's a long time ago.
It is. Yeah. But it's a blink of an eye.
It's sad to think people in the 50s were just slaves to the phone, to the doorbell. Like
yes.
And Eisenhower.
We were all slaves to Eisenhower. We were all too young, but I was a slave to Eisenhower.
Oh, sure. Well,
I found him very sexy. Is that weird to say?
Was a war hero?
I'm not sure I could say if it's weird to
bald
say.
Bald heads. I just go crazy.
You liked Ike.
I like Ike. Excuse me.
Chris, are you okay?
Chris.
I feel never better.
All right. Let's get back to the spiel. So how does it go again?
Mm-hmm. Is anybody home?
That's my husband's voice. Eventually they answer the door. Sure. They say, hello. Mm-hmm.
Hello, I am Charles.
Do you need pillows? Everyone needs them. And he'll just talk until they stop him.
Doesn't even let them answer if they need pillows.
That's what makes it...
I would imagine they would say no, because most people have pillows in the home.
No, and he sticks his foot in the door so they can't close it.
Oh my goodness.
His foot is not working well because it's been slammed on so many times.
That's tough.
Anyway, he just tells a story and they become so enrapt by it.
What's the story that he tells?
Anything.
The history of pillows?
We'll go into pillows. Oh. This is why you need pillows. If you have headaches, and who doesn't?
Oh, right.
Especially in this time.
Sure.
Who doesn't have headaches?
Do you need pillows? Everybody does. Do you have headaches? Of course you do.
And then he tells the story, the history of headaches.
The history?
Do we know who the first person was to have a headache?
Charles does. The very first person.
It was a woman. We know that.
It was a woman named Gloria. She was a Roman. Do you know they never had headaches before the
Not
Roman.
Not until the Roman Empire.
No. Wow. There was nothing to upset anybody about. But then they got lead in their water and everyone was upset.
Absolutely.
And Gloria got a headache.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Poor Gloria. Those damn aqueducts. Chris, okay. Yes. Let me, there's so many things, but so Andrew set up this post for you. I have to ask you, was there any mention on the eBay listing that the Chicken Dance Elmo did not work?
No, it said it absolutely worked.
Well, did you try to get a refund? It said it absolutely works.
It absolutely, I think.
And I would say that if something says it absolutely works 100%, it doesn't. That sounds like someone.
They used the word absolutely three times.
Oh,
and the
that's...
third times it was capitalized.
Oh, dear.
But not every letter. They chose random
lazy
letters like to say absolutely. I bought it, hook, line, and sinker.
Oh, so sorry. Did you contact the seller?
Why did you buy? Who did you buy it for?
Did you buy that?
Thank you.
Good
Thank you
question,
for finally, finally taking an interest.
What?
Finally.
No, come on. I think that's unfair, Chris.
Maybe. This is
That I'm finally taking an interest?
Yes, to anybody in the room.
We've been
asking you questions, Chris.
You have a whole moment about Eisenhower. We didn't think we should interrupt.
This is why my son.
I didn't want to hear that.
This is why my son and I fight. You didn't want to hear about Eisenhower?
Oh, I think he just means those sounds at the end.
Oh, yes. Those are the ones. I am drenched.
Chris.
Sorry.
Children might listen to this.
I'm sorry for the children.
I am
children
too.
Turn off.
So please explain. children turn off.
Turn off right now.
So what? Children turn yourselves off.
River. I love that song. Children turn off. That's the Tiffany song.
Yes, the Tiffany song.
That was the original.
I think we're alone now.
I think we're alone now.
Oh, I thought you were doing like, turn on your heart. What is that song?
Turn on your heart. Neil Diamond song about E.T. That wonderful unlicensed E.T. tribute from Neil Diamond.
Don't you wish Neil
Diamond? Yes, no one asked him to do that.
No one. I wish Neil Diamond did a song for every movie and was never asked.
Absolutely.
Any movie.
Harry and the Hendersons.
This is another. Third term of my endearment. Only 80s movies, though. Only 80s movies. Oh, we're out of Africa. Like he went into a store and asked for Africa. And the person said, oh, we're out of Africa.
And of course, you know, so many of the Bond ones are like that. But what's fun, there was not an the Octopussy song did not have the word in it, but it really should have.
What was the song?
I think it was... Oh, now I can't remember because you asked me, Chris.
Was Gina Easton?
Was it called Squid Dick?
Squid Dick.
Burnt. Oh, babe, can you look it up?
All time high.
That's it. We're an all time high. Wait, was that Sheena or was it Laura Branigan?
It was Rita Coolidge.
Rita Coolidge.
Oh, Laura Branigan.
Laura Branigan. I don't think she did a Bond theme.
I miss her.
I do miss her.
Did Gloria. She do Don't Cry Out Loud? No, that's Melissa Manchester.
Wait, she did Gloria.
She did Gloria.
Wasn't that the woman from the Roman Empire?
Yes, it was. The one
about
the headache.
Oh my God. We need to look up the lyrics.
I didn't know that was a history song.
Wait, do you mean G-L-O-R-I-A?
No.
No.
Absolutely. I don't know what that is.
That's them. Oh, that's one of Rhubarb Caravan's set list?
Yeah.
It's a classic.
Oh, that's Doug's band.
Was Gloria actually a song about a headache?
I'm not sure.
Gloria, I think I've got your number. Gloria.
If everybody wants you, why isn't anybody calling?
Because she has a headache.
She asked them not to.
And she's in the Roman Empire and they don't have phones.
I'm not sure. Well, okay. Perhaps.
Chris, you've cracked it.
Chris, I really want to know why you wanted this Elmo.
Yes.
Look, I'm in a book club. Okay. Can I say that?
All right.
Yes.
These are not controversial things. Let's see how these connect.
I'm very concerned that I started it, and I'm very concerned.
Oh, you started the book club.
I did.
But you say it like you started a fire.
Very apologetically, you said I started it.
Well, I just feel like book clubs are, this is why. I think book clubs are things that people say they want to be in, and then when someone starts it, they're like.
It's a bummer for everyone.
Everyone gets annoyed.
I'm an adult, and now I have homework.
Yes.
Exactly. And then we talk about it.
And no one has read it, and you try to fake it.
And then I have to have cheese. But I was losing people, and I was fine. I'm like, I got to get this to be more entertaining. So I was looking. So I thought I'd order. I thought, well, maybe if we got some Elmo chicken dance.
Okay,
we
now wait a minute. Did you go straight? Was the very first thing?
Yes, the very first thing.
But again, we've established that you don't really know how to search Google.
I don't know.
You did know how to type in.
No.
You did know how to type in Elmo chicken dance. How did you even know that was a thing?
Did Andrew do this for you?
That's a good question.
That is a good question too. How are you aware of chicken dance?
There's
Elmo?
Good questions
how
all
am
around.
I chance of chicken dance Elmo?
Yeah.
Oh. You know, that's really great. I'm going to get weird. Oh. So strap in.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I'm psychic.
Oh, wow.
I believe in this 150%. I had a dream.
What? I think you're going to have to let us know about that.
150%? Is that what you said?
I said 150%, but the last part of it got jumbled.
Oh, sure.
Is what happened to me.
What was the last part?
I'm very elderly.
Yes, of course
you are. Beautiful. I'm a beautiful
older
woman.
You're a handsome woman.
You're a lovely, handsome woman.
Sorry, thanks for the correction. I'm handsome. I'm a handsome woman. Is that a compliment?
Yes, I think so. I really do.
If someone told you you were handsome, would you say thank you?
Do you know what? I think it's better in old age than younger age.
Absolutely.
And I'm old.
Yes. Right, so I think it's good for you.
When I was young, I was very confused by it. You're a handsome woman.
Oh, you got it as a young woman, too.
I've got it since I was a baby.
Oh, a handsome baby.
That's a handsome baby.
Your son is handsome.
And my parents would like... Thank you. They were embarrassed.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I know.
Oh, they wouldn't say it's a little girl. They would just go along with it.
They'd say, yo, my boy is handsome. And then they'd see the vagina and it'd be all over.
Oh, now why is that? Why did that happen?
Well, sometimes, you know, they'd have to change. Oh, sorry.
Oh no, getting very emotional.
Sorry. Sometimes they change my diaper in public, and out would come the vagina.
Out it would come.
That's how it goes. It just comes out.
Yeah. Knock us,
oh, I'm
here.
So sorry, Chris, to bring this up. I didn't
it's
mean.
It's a memory that I forgot about.
I'm sorry. Most people don't remember being changed as a baby, but well, you,
most
but you're
aren't psychic,
right? You've got that extra percentage.
Got you there, yeah.
50%.
So now,
I had
do
a dream
you? Okay.
I had a dream, and in my dream, a ghost came to me.
Oh no! Okay.
Said Elmo, chicken dance, buy it.
That's it. That's all it said.
So I said to my son,
"Now is that being psychic or is that just a dream? How do you? What does that have to do with you being psychic?"
All I know is that all I know is all I know. Oh. And then I said to my son, "I had this dream," and he knows what they mean. That something psychic happened, so he looked it up,
okay,
and he found it, and he found it on the internet.
Can you describe the ghost for us, Chris? Mm,
sure.
Uh oh. Did he look like Eisenhower?
Oh yes, very.
That makes sense.
Oh, God. Very attractive.
I'm sorry I brought it up. I'm sorry
it was a translucent version of Eisenhower.
Oh. Wow, you could see through him.
Casper the Friendly Eisenhower.
They do kind of Eisenhower look the Friendly
Ghost? Yes. Eisenhower the Friendly
Ghost. Eisenhower the Friendly Ghost, I would think.
Yes, but
I
like
don't know
Casper.
What Casper the Friendly Eisenhower Casper means.
Wait a minute. Was Casper translucent?
No, I don't think he was.
It just depends.
My memory of him is very solid.
I feel like he was
like a sheet.
I feel like he was translucent when it was useful to the story. Do you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Yeah. He could make himself invisible.
I bet in that movie, I have not seen the Devon Sawa film, but I bet in that movie he was translucent because they had more money for the effects.
Was that a person's name?
Devon Sawa?
I'm just not familiar.
Was that the director?
No, that was the young boy who played Casper.
Oh, how do you know these things?
There's a certain age woman.
Okay.
To whom this younger than me, but okay. To whom it's this age. Mm. It's this movie is very important to them.
Oh, okay.
Very important to them.
Okay. Yes.
And then because at the end he briefly becomes a real live boy.
Oh,
and then he's Devon Sawa, and then all the girls who were watching this got very excited.
About a ghost in boy form.
Yes.
Sort of a reverse Pinocchio.
Yes, exactly, if you like.
Also, I just want to say...
The nose goes in?
I'm often...
goes in and out the back of his head.
When he tells the truth.
Oh, yeah, it's not really a reverse Pinocchio because Pinocchio also became a real boy.
Yes, at the end didn't he become a boy at the end?
Yes, he did.
Oh, that's right. But I think it's not a reverse Pinocchio.
Casper goes back to being a ghost.
Okay, that's the reverse
Casper's
Pinocchio
dead.
Of it all.
He's dead.
Yeah, he is. It's very sad. But I never really thought of him as the ghost of a little boy. He looks so cartoonish to me.
I know.
You know? Oh, that's interesting.
Can you imagine,
so dark.
Like a child died.
Yes.
And they made a cartoon about it.
Yes, that's right. I guess so.
Interesting.
Yes.
We never thought about it, did we? When we thought it was children, it was just we accepted
well,
it.
Well, there's also a very terrifying Disney live action movie called Child of Glass. And has anyone heard of this?
No, a child made of glass.
Oh, it's terrifying. No, but it's not really that. It's a ghost. It is a dead child that's in what I want to say is an outdoor barn or something. And the child
not one of the indoor ones? Yes.
I lived in an indoor barn for 3 years.
Did you really?
Yes, I would not recommend it.
Was this with your husband?
No, he was gone. They're in the selling.
Oh, sure, exactly.
But then when he came back, it felt like a parade.
Now parades are getting the same reaction as Eisenhower.
Yes, I love parades. Am I the first time person to ever say that?
You were the first time and the first person ever
to ever say I love parades.
Yes.
And time.
You're the first person to say you love all parades. I think
I
some people say
parades.
I love a parade.
Sure.
If there's a parade, I'm all for it.
You like the pharmacist parade that
I
they
love
have every
the
year?
When they're just like throwing pills in
yes,
the air.
Exactly.
And white coats. Mm-hmm. Oh. There's nothing more attractive than a pharmacist except for Eisenhower.
Oh. You're aware that Burns is a pharmacist, right?
I'm very aware.
Okay.
Very.
What's your husband's name?
Charles.
Oh, I forgot.
Did you forget?
I'm so sorry. I forgot Charles.
Right. That's all right.
So wait a minute. So you received this.
What did I receive?
You received it, I guess, a psychic... reading or something about, but it was just
reading.
A dream.
It was a dream.
No, reading. I don't know what you call them.
As a sense. Like,
a vision?
I guess what
vision.
I want to say is how often
Wait. Well, hold on a second. There is a word that we're forgetting. Premonition.
Oh, okay. Premonition.
Is that what's a premonition?
Do you feel this was a premonition of Chicken Dance?
It said, it told me to do it and I did it and it exists. Who would have thought that those two things, those connected, Elmo and Chicken Dance?
I don't know.
But they connect.
Only chill. So then, how long have you had it? When did you get it? Were you happy with it? Did it improve your book club?
Okay. These are a lot of questions. Number one, I got it 1 month ago.
Okay.
Number two.
Thank you for that.
Very unhappy with it, which is why I posted that it didn't work.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Sorry.
And this isn't the first time I've been upset at a Sesame Street character, by the way. That's a side note.
Okay.
I'm not happy with the whole Sesame Street thing.
Oh.
Let's explore.
Do you want to talk about it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I guess before I answer that third question.
Yes.
I think so.
And I've already forgotten what it was. Oh, the book club thing.
No, well, obviously the answer is no. I forgot that it was broken.
This is the stakes of the whole thing.
Oh.
The book club is coming up in a few days, and I don't know if I'm going to lose members.
Oh, you haven't had it for a month. You only have it once a month?
I postponed it. Oh. I said I had a bad illness that no, I don't want to give anybody.
But this was because the Chicken Dance Elmo did not work.
I've got to think about what to do.
Sure, of course.
All right. So what is Sesame Street?
Sesame Street. You don't like him.
No.
You have a problem with all of them, you said.
A lot of them. A lot of issues with Sesame Street.
Like what?
I don't believe a bird could be that tall.
Okay, well.
I don't know why we can't say what Bern and Ernie really are.
Oh.
Does someone need to live in a trash can and tell me mean things?
I hear you on
that.
I have.
Thank you. I don't need to be told mean things.
But children just seem to love that grouchiness. They love it when someone isn't. Because I think it's the naughty part, right? It's like, oh, that guy's not nice and not polite.
He's a negative example.
He's a negative example. And the kids get delighted that someone's acting out, you know, not being polite.
No repercussions for us.
No, there's no lessons. There's nothing.
He's whatever he wants.
He sure does.
He's like Dennis the Menace's neighbor, Mr. Mitchell, also played by Walter Matthau.
Mr. Wilson.
Mr. Wilson was his name?
I think that was played by Walter Matthau.
Dennis Mitchell.
What'd you say?
I said, I think it was played by Walter Matthau.
That's right. Hilarious. I love the pronunciation.
Oh, it made him laugh.
Dennis's last name was Mitchell.
I'm a she.
I'm sorry. It made her laugh.
I told you, this is the problem I've had.
Because she got so upset. Like when I call, I'm sorry.
I know.
She's just a very handsome,
Very handsome woman. Okay. So.
Classic.
So the Sesame Street aside, one of the most galling things about this, Chris.
Galling?
Oh.
Well, you'll see where I'm going. I think you'll be pleased.
Oh, good.
Is that the idea that you press the foot,
mm-hmm.
he announces he's going to do the dance,
yes.
and then doesn't do it.
No, he doesn't do it.
That's, if it were just you press the foot and he does the dance.
No.
And it didn't work. That would be one thing. But the fact that he says, now I'm going to do the chicken dance, and then it doesn't happen.
Press the left foot is what it said.
Yes, the left foot.
It said, I'm going to do the, I don't do Elmo's voice. And I won't.
Oh, you don't? Because you were very good at doing your husband's voice. Well, I mean, I don't know. I've never met him. But
Well, that's my husband. I love
him. I believe you.
And I love doing his voice.
Such a sensual person, Chris.
Thank you. You should have seen me when I was young.
Oh, boy.
I walked around town just moaning. At this and that.
On Eisenhower Street.
That's
right. You probably couldn't even get near it.
I was just, I had to stay off Eisenhower Street because if I walked, I'd be slipping and sliding. Slipping and sliding.
Okay.
Children turn off. What was I saying?
So the book club.
You had said the most galling thing is that he announces he's going to do it and then he doesn't.
Yes.
I don't remember what happened after
the
that.
Button. He says, I'm going to do it. And all he did was collapse over.
Just nothing happened, but he collapses.
I'm not even sure that the mechanism is supposed to do that.
I don't think so.
No, it fell over in a puddle of nothing.
Oh my.
But nothing.
Did he regain his form again or no?
He laughed at me.
What?
Then he started laughing.
Oh, I don't think that's supposed to happen.
I press the button. Elmo goes,
Now I'm going.
Now you have it.
That's not bad.
Now you have it. That's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Very good.
I'm going to do whatever. And I'm going to do the chicken dance.
And just so you know, he's doing sort of a red. She's doing sort of a red rum thing with her finger.
Yes.
The finger represents Elmo.
Yes, to me, he's basically the Shining at this point.
Of course. Yes.
So he's, now I'm going to do the chicken dance.
Deflated. That's what happens. Falls over. And then, makes that fart noise. And then lays there giggling.
That's horrifying.
Do you know what this reminds me of? It's putting me in mind of the little twerking skeleton doll.
I'm sorry, the what? Do not know what you're talking
this,
about.
This was a viral clip a few years ago.
Oh my goodness.
And it's a YouTube, I believe it's a YouTube video under the heading of possessed doll.
Oh no. Oh.
And so this is like a Halloween decoration that is supposed to do a little dance to a song. And then it just starts going crazy.
Oh my word.
Oh. And people are convinced it's possessed. And they start rebuking Satan at it and saying, I cast you out.
I hear about it.
Annabelle. Yeah.
Well, this does have that aspect. Chucky. Did you get scared? How long did it laugh? When did it stop?
You know who's the worst, Chris? You know who the worst? Robert. Robert the doll.
Who's Robert?
He's a haunted doll and he wears a sailor suit and that's stolen valor.
What?
I've never heard of
it's
such
an insult
a thing
to the troops.
Either.
Terrible. Well, I'm insulted. And to Eisenhower.
Oh, boy.
Sure. He was an army. Guy, yeah.
General.
How long, he warned about that.
How long did the Elmo. What?
What's that, Doug?
He warned about the military industrial complex.
Yes, he did. Yes.
And then he warned about Elmo.
Did he? I don't remember that.
He fought
his two big warnings.
Yes. The industrial complex.
The military industrial complex.
And Elmo.
And Elmo. Chicken Dance Elmo.
He knew about it. He was a very smart. That's why he had a shaved head. So more room for
his
brain?
Head.
Yes.
More he air was way and ahead oxygen of could get to his brain from the outside.
He was so far ahead of the curve.
He actually had a very thick head of hair.
Yes.
But he shaved his head so that his brain that. Could work just, at full capacity. Because that hair would have weighed it down.
I don't know. I don't know this, enough
well,
about
you
the science.
Do, you
but
do know now. You know now.
I do know now. I want to know how long the Elmo laughed and if it's happened since. Because I...
Yes?
I will tell you. Okay.
Deal has been struck.
The laugh is a good 45 minutes.
What? 45
no,
minutes,
absolutely
Chris?
Absolutely not.
45. It goes up
this
and
is horrifying.
Down.
Horrifying.
You keep thinking it's going to end.
Right.
Like it's like...
Okay. Something's wrong with this. No, that's not okay.
Is he laughing like he's laughing at something that he just like as if tears are streaming down his face and then he thinks he's done and then he thinks about it again and he starts laughing all over again. Is it one
it's
of those?
More, yeah, a little bit. It's more of a mocking thing.
Oh no. For 45 minutes.
Yes.
Did you take the batteries out?
No. I didn't know. See, this is why I need you around.
Me?
What?
I need you around. This is why.
I'm so surprised.
I forgot. See, I should have started with this
yes,
at the beginning of the show.
New
you
information.
Like this is why you came.
Will you come live with me? I wanted to ask you
Chris,
this.
Chris, I don't know.
I need, my son won't come back.
He'll be back.
Chris, why me?
I just enjoy you. I think you're a delightful woman.
Do you listen to our podcast? Are you just familiar with me because of my realty?
I listen to
my
your
realty.
Podcast. I study your realty stuff.
I'm so flattered.
You should be. I'm a huge fan, and I think you're a wonderful actress. Every time you're on stage at Dignity Fall, I always cry. I always
no
laugh.
No matter what the production is.
No matter what. I can see you in a Walter Matthau story, and I will cry, either from sadness or from laughter.
Oh.
Or from anger.
Oh.
Ooh, wow. Why
or
anger?
From fear.
My goodness.
Have you ever had fear tears?
Fear tears.
You know what? I've
had tears
have.
For fears.
Well, if you come over to watch my Elmo, you might.
Watch your Elmo.
Hey, watch your Elmo.
Watch my Elmo.
Uh oh.
So, anyway, the book club's happening, and I don't know what to do.
So, wait, what? I'm sorry.
The book club is coming up.
Okay.
I don't know what to do to entertain them now.
You know, I think there's many other options than just a chicken dance Elmo that could entertain a bunch of middle-aged
to
aged women.
Do it.
Who?
Why did you assume it was just women?
I'm not sure
that. I have some men in my book club, too.
I'm sorry. You are absolutely right.
Thank you.
Give me the breakdown.
Of all the... Okay.
Oh, yeah. How many people in the book club?
There's seven.
Seven.
Okay. Including
me. That's a good number.
Yes.
There's
Lucky. There's Celeste.
Mm-hmm.
There's Anna.
Mm-hmm.
There's Billabob.
Okay.
There's who?
Billabarb.
Billabarb.
Okay. There's Cece. There's Denitra.
Okay.
There's Henry. Mm-hmm. There's Henry II.
I've lost count. Henry II?
Yes, I think that's number seven.
I think that was eight people.
Maybe
Henry counted for two. Henry II, Henry II. Oh,
I forgot
to
tell you. Henry and Henry II is one person. He just has two personalities.
Oh. But they're both named Henry.
They're both named
Henry. No, one's Henry and one's Henry II.
But I apologize.
Yes.
To both of them.
Yes. Thank you. They're fun, though, both of them.
Oh, well, that's good. I still think that this psychic premonition you had might just be a dream, unless, can you tell me about other things? Why do you think you're psychic?
Why?
What?
What are some other instances of your psychic?
Yes, that's what I guess that's how I needed to word it.
There's always a dream where a ghost comes in. Mm. And
see, I'm not, okay.
What?
I've never heard of that being, I thought that being psychic meant, you know, you touch someone's hand, you can see that something happened in their lives. You walk into a room, you can feel the aura, you know that something happened. I haven't heard of being psychic as just a ghost tells you something in a dream.
Yeah. Yes.
Can you think of what word I'm thinking of?
That's psychic. Well, that's not me. I'm telling you, it's
he's not that kind of psychic, babe. I'm trying to figure out what kind.
Can I take a shot at it?
Well, I'll try, but you go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
You'd like
what? Dandruff? Was it dandruff?
I'm not sure it was.
That's actually not it.
What's your guess?
Something with Dan in it?
Let me use.
No, it's
not at all.
This is exactly what happened. See, this is why I don't like psychics. You see what he's doing? He's just trying to pull apart.
I'm a she, and I don't know how many times I need to tell
you
that I'm a she.
Just because she's a handsome woman.
You need to see my elderly vagina.
No, please, Chris.
No, this is what she's doing, which is a lot of what psychics do, is that, you know, they sort of pull apart the word and just try to get to anything that might make you say, oh, that's right. She's right.
I like when they have to go through the whole alphabet. Is there a J in your life?
Is there a J?
How about an M? N-O-P.
Is there a house in your life? Is there a car?
Was it something with Dan in it, though? Was it something with Dan in it?
I'm sorry, but not at all.
It was supine, right?
Well,
yes.
Yeah, there was supine. I think we all knew it was supine.
Supine is so close to dandruff. There's N's.
But
in
I do. I am having dandruff problems.
Well, that's what I was thinking about.
There it is. You must be psychic.
Thank you. 150%.
Presentism.
Presentism.
Oh, that's different. Well, that's
a belief.
Well, yes. It's bigotry against percentages.
Presentism? It is bigotry.
When you don't believe in it.
You don't believe in presented.
Did we cover? I'm sorry.
What?
Chris, did you try to return the doll or no?
No.
Why not? They lied to you.
Exactly. You can get a full refund and you should also warn people about this vendor.
I should.
What's happening?
Absolutely.
Oh no. Wait, that sounds
Doug.
It's doing it again. It's doing it because she brought it. This is terrifying.
This is gonna go on for 45 minutes.
Oh, please,
it'll die down.
Oh.
Should I put it in a drawer?
Yeah, please.
Yes, please put it in a drawer.
Oh, here's a drawer. Slam. Do you do that when you close drawers? Do you say slam?
You close it lightly and say slam?
Yes.
Not all the time.
I don't always.
Try it.
I'm telling you, it'll just make your life more fun.
I do that old Onyx song. Slam. Dun, dun, dun.
Gloria.
Let the boys be boys.
Turn on your hard light.
Boom, boy.
Boom. Turn. That's a turn.
These are all songs.
Dear man. You gotta watch out for those gremlins.
Did Gremlins end with a rap? There must have been. Gremlins 2, one of them must have been. I know Dragnet did.
Dragnet?
Remember that Dragnet rap?
Yes. No, but it's going to make me want to watch
it. It's something else.
Featuring Tom Hanks as Pep Strebeck.
Oh. Okay, now, wait.
Are you drunk?
Yes.
It's 9 a.m.
Come live with me.
Oh, you've been up for a while.
No, Chris.
I need help.
Because I can't come live with you. I don't think that me living with you is going to solve your problems.
That's off the table. Yes.
I remember. You asked me why I didn't return it.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, now I'm going to be real.
Oh,
please.
The mask is coming.
Oh, okay.
Oh my word.
I took it off. I look older
you
than
look,
I did.
But you still look handsome.
You're still handsome woman, but you do look 10 years older.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
My son, Andrew? I know if I return it, I will have no chance that my son will come back. I need my son to come back.
Do you feel like you can only get him to come around when you need help with certain things?
That's what I feel.
Okay, but then you can ask for help for all sorts of things. Help around the house, help cleaning, helping with groceries.
That's what you're there for.
Oh, I don't think so. I'm not sure that makes any sense.
Chris, you have to get that idea out of your mind because Joan is not going to live with you.
Okay.
She has her own life.
Yeah, I do. And I mean, listen, and if I wasn't so busy, I might visit your book club, but it doesn't mean that we can't
visit my book club.
Well, I already said I was very busy.
Wait, if you say, does visit my book club mean that you'll be in it or just come by and say
hi? I use my words very carefully. Yeah, visit just to check and see how it goes.
Nobody wants to do a book club. It's just annoying people.
No, they don't.
It does sound fun to visit one.
Oh yeah. Yep. Visit. Okay.
What are you reading?
It's like auditing a class.
Okay, goodbye.
Goodbye. Yes. Great. Sounds like a good book. I won't read it. Great talking about it. Enjoy the cheese.
Is that them backing away into the night?
Enjoy the cheese. Because there's always cheese out of
there's always cheese out.
Enjoy the cheese.
Club.
Slam. Mm.
So I don't need my... What's my son?
What?
What? What?
Huh?
My son?
Who?
Who's on first?
You need to figure out...
Second base.
Has this happened many times before where you and your son stop talking for long periods of time, or is this the first time this has happened?
No, it's many times.
Okay.
So we need therapy.
Is his father...
That sounds good.
Do he and his father have a good relationship? Yeah, yes. I say yes to therapy.
Wonderful.
Okay.
When my husband isn't at home, there's nothing wrong.
How often is he home?
Every few months he comes home.
What a beautiful way to
Yes.
It is. There's nothing wrong. And Andrew feels the same.
Oh, yes. They get along famously.
Well, gosh. Where do you think all this unhappiness comes from?
We miss him. We miss Charles.
Well,
and we take it out on each other. Charles. So sorry. You're right. I've said my husband.
Oh, this is a Chinatown situation.
Well, can I
that
just
sounds
tell,
like
I call my husband my husband.
That's cute.
It sounds
so
like
fun.
A term hasn't been made up yet, but will be popular soon.
Yes, that's cute.
When you're having fun with your husband, he's your husband.
Oh.
Do you call your husband? You should call him your husband.
I call him my Dougsband.
Oh, because he's Doug. Oh boy.
Oh boy.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
I know somebody who is divorced and refers to their ex-husband as their wasband.
Oh, yes. I've heard that before. That's pretty clever.
It's pretty clever. They do hate each other.
Oh, dear.
That's terrible.
That's too bad.
So I don't know why she's bothering.
It should be husband.
Like a has-been.
Band, yeah.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, I was thinking has-been.
Has, question mark? Band.
Has-band.
Was-band.
Okay. I mean, this is very fun, but I don't think it's going to help you get to the bottom of your problem with your son.
So you're saying I don't need my son to come back and help me? Or
no, you don't need just simply a malfunctioning Elmo for him to come back. Okay. I think that you just need the fact that you are his mother and that he probably needs his mother and that the two of you
are in his 30s.
I know, but you know what? A boy always needs his mother.
A boy always needs his mother.
It's very true.
Yes.
Even Matt and Radiophonic need me sometimes still.
Okay.
And so I honestly think
like for bail.
It does happen. They still get arrested a lot. They set fires a lot. But you know what?
At least you keep warm. And it's cold in the winter.
Well, and you know what?
Positive spin.
That's the positive of having an arsonist as a son if you live in cold weather.
Oh, boy. I mean, that is a really positive spin. I think all you need to do is call him up and say, son, I'm sorry that things are that we argued. Would you like to come over? I'll make you some food. Why are you scared?
I'm scared to do
that. Well, it's hard to be vulnerable sometimes. You know,
I mean.
But I'm just telling you, I guarantee you that he's feeling bad too.
Yes.
What does he do for a living? Is he single? Does he have a family?
He has a family.
Okay.
He has a family.
So he has a family.
He has a family.
Okay.
So he does have a family.
He does have a family. The reason I hesitated is because, you know, as a mother, and I am one.
And you're now speaking mother to
me. Yes, we are.
Always, no matter what age they are.
Yep.
We always think of them as just single children.
Oh, well, yes.
And so when they're married, you go, oh, wait, he's not a single child anymore.
Yes, that's
not a single
child
anymore. He's as a family.
So can you describe the family?
Yeah. Oh, can I?
Yes. What did you think I said?
I don't know. Listen, I'm very old.
The answer was right. You said, yeah. I mean,
okay, so I got lucky.
You sure
I am psychic.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be right. 50% of the time.
I got lucky.
I like those odds.
There's a good odd. Maybe. It could have been a maybe.
It could have been a maybe. Okay,
that's so rare. That's like when lands on the double zero.
I get along very well with this family. Okay. His wife's name is Jan. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I hate that name, but she's lovely. Mm-hmm. Sounds like...
I don't know if that was pertinent.
I just think it's boring.
Well, I mean... Okay.
When he said, I'm dating a girl named Jan, I'm like, ugh. I don't like it.
Well, that might not have been the best reaction
no,
to have.
Of course not.
Yeah. I tell you, we don't get along.
Oh, if my just husband, because of the name?
If Charles was in town, I'm sure I would have had a better attitude.
Oh.
I just miss him so much. I just think I take it out of myself.
So wait, does he have children? Do you have grandchildren?
Yes. He has a lot.
How many?
Six.
That's a lot.
Yes. Oh my God, I would have, I'm an only child. I would have hated to have had five brothers and sisters.
Oh, but they're two sets of triplets.
Oh no.
Oh goodness.
Yeah, it was tough on Jan.
Well, that's sure.
That's
gotta be much nicer to Jan than you have been.
That sounds scary.
Scary?
Yes.
Yes. Like they'll gang up on you?
Well, because I feel like they'd be warring. You know, you have two teams essentially,
house
but then
divided.
They could combine.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Easily.
And yes. Oh, you're definitely beyond outnumbered.
And they don't have to talk to each other.
Yeah. Oh no. It's like the evil Brady Bunch.
So you just don't talk to them? You don't talk to these kids or
not when I'm not talking to my son. I don't talk to them.
Oh, I see.
Don't talk to any of them.
Oh. It's all or nothing. You either talk to everybody or nobody.
Listen, I'm a woman who's all or nothing.
Okay.
It's not the healthiest thing, I admit it. I wish I were better.
Well, yeah, you're right about that.
Is it too old to change?
No,
never.
It's never too late. I think that if you are able...
Wait, I just said, is it too old to change?
Yeah, we glossed over it. Is it...
You knew what you meant.
Thank you.
I think that, Chris, it sounds like you're able to admit that you might have some fault here.
Okay.
And that the way you speak to your son, sometimes you say things that don't need to be said.
Right.
You know, you might have personal feelings about, say, somebody's name or something, but you can keep that to yourself. You don't need to share that with him because now he has to have that in his mind.
Right.
You know, whenever he hears his wife's
name. It's terrible. Yeah. And I'm also realizing that it has nothing to do with it. Like, it's all about my husband. I'm missing my husband.
You're missing your husband.
I'm missing my husband.
There you go.
And that's okay.
It's not easy being married to a traveling salesman.
No, well, he's got to be fairly old.
Century.
I mean, isn't it time for retirement for him? How old is he?
Oh, he's 97.
Sure.
Oh, he shouldn't be.
And he should not be out
there. Oh, my God. No.
Knocking on those doors.
Do you have any of those pillows? I could use some.
Sure. They're delightful.
Delightful.
My husband's pillows are they're wonderful. You can get if you have a headache, there's a headache pillow. Yes, it helps your headaches. If you like colors, everything.
I like colors.
Colors. They've got color. Different color
I'm
pillows.
I'm gonna get you a free pillow. What's your favorite color?
Oh, that's very nice.
Oh.
Stumped,
babe.
Oh. He loves brown.
Brown. And can I tell you something?
That's what that's called.
Brown is good. Brown is good for dandruff.
Is it?
Yes.
Why?
Because it hides it.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting.
A lot of people don't know it. They think because dandruff's wife is white.
Right.
Dandruff's wife is itchy scalp.
Now that sounds like an 80s movie.
Dandruff's itchy scalp.
No, the 80s movie is Dandruff's Wife, and that's the theme song.
That's what I was singing.
Is it Dandruff's
Wife? We're all on the same page.
I think the movie's British, though. Dandruff's Wife.
Yes, I think so. It's a Merchant Ivory.
Dandruff's Wife. It's definitely a period piece.
Yes. Dandruff's Wife.
It's the person that Dandruff was named for. Lord Dandruff.
Lord Dandruff.
And they had a steamy affair at a villa in France.
And the flakes fell from his scalp like snow.
Jeremy Irons is so hot in that.
Oh, yes. Jeremy Irons plays Dandruff?
Yeah, Lord Dandruff.
And Dandruff's wife is played
Maggie Smith. Wonderful.
Wonderful.
I'm in. She's very repressed.
Yes.
But then at the end, the glasses come off, the hair comes down, she walks away. She walks away from the marriage.
Spoiler.
She's walking through a field. Bye.
But she's completely naked at that point, right?
Well, the clothes are coming off.
Yeah, the clothes are coming off.
And it's a far shot.
Shot.
She's walking off, but you see the buttocks. She gets nominated for the NYPD Academy Blue. Award, right. But she doesn't
like
win.
Like NYPD Blue.
Like NYPD. Like NYPD Blue. That's right.
Yes.
They call it the Sipowitz.
But British. More elegant.
Oh my goodness. Well, we've gotten very off track.
Loses. She loses.
To whom?
Oh God. Who's nominated that year? I would say it's probably Jodie Foster.
Definitely gonna be Jodie Foster. Obviously Meryl.
Meryl's nominated, but Jodie wins that year. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Don't even know Jodie what's happening anymore.
It's the year of the accused. She's going to win.
All right. So here's what I think.
You know,
your husband needs to come home.
Glenn Close lost the Oscar to Jodie Foster and the accused. She should have won. And I know this.
Wait, did this happen?
Attraction.
Is this something that happened?
True.
Oh, we need to say this was the same year.
Oh no, I'm wrong. No, Glenn Close lost the Oscar to Cher for Fatal Attraction. She lost.
No,
the Oscar.
Cher wasn't in Fatal Attraction.
No, she won. No, Cher won that year
for Moonstruck.
Oh, Cher won for Moonstruck.
Glenn Close lost to Jodie Foster when she was in Dangerous Liaisons.
Okay.
I see.
I know this because I'm handsome like Glenn Close, and I'm not.
That's right.
Furious. That she's never won an Oscar.
Sure.
And who I think they used the clip where she dramatically wipes off her lipstick.
That's right.
She should have won for that movie.
Just
I'm
for the wipe
sorry.
Alone.
That's right.
Yeah.
Should have won. Should have won.
Well, Chris, I think we're about out of time.
Am I healed?
Well,
I don't think so. We really
like,
tried to help
we usually
you.
Usually like no, this. I think this is a best of luck situation.
It really is.
Roll the dice. See you when you visit my book club.
I would, Chris, if I were you, I would call Andrew. And make up with him.
Okay.
And then call your husband, call Chuddles and tell him to come home.
Tell him to retire.
He's 97. It's time.
He's missing out on time with his grandchildren,
yes.
All six of them.
Yeah.
And also get them to help you return that Chicken Dance Elmo because it's
scary.
Defective and cursed. I don't think anyone's going to buy it off the neighborhood because you already said it doesn't work. You know, who wants that?
And I'm also going to leave a bad review.
I think that's called
Maybe
for, yes.
That's what I'll call Andrew. Can you help me with the bad review and then we can talk for real?
A good idea.
I would lead with the apology, maybe.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm sorry.
Lead
and
with
then
love.
Go, can you help me?
Oof.
Or more than I'm sorry.
Maybe talk just talk in a nice way about, you know, how much he means to you.
Well, this is why I need you to move in with me.
That's just not going to happen.
All right.
But you said you mentioned therapy. I think that's a wonderful idea.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here.
Oh, good luck to
you. You're
us
a
all.
Very handsome woman.
You are a very handsome woman. Mm. Thank you, Chris.
This is my
no, mask. The second mask.
This is what I really look
10
like.
10 more years.
Yeah, thank you. Do I look still handsome?
Still handsome.
Still thank handsome.
Maybe I don't need to wear
skin
these masks.
Drawn so tightly over that
oh,
skull.
Oh, I got to open the drawer and take my.
Oh, yes, please.
Yes, you do.
Oh, he stopped laughing.
Stop laughing.
Oh, oh no. Oh. There he goes.
But now it's playing
oh,
music.
It's creepy music.
Oh no.
Absolutely not.
Slam.
We'll be right back.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is TJ. Large Beanie Baby collection from mid-1990s. Many rare and era beanies. Comma ellipsis. $12,000. Large Beanie Baby collection from mid-1990s. Many rare and era beanies. Princess Di, Hope, more. These have been a protective tag plastic and protective cases since first purchase. This lot includes almost all of the rare and sought-after beanies. This is being sold as a lot only, unless the offer for a single one is very competitive. For example, Hope Bear has all the errors with the beanie and tags that make Hope worth more. Same goes for other era beanie slash animals. This lot even includes the first bear introduced to the beanie line. Any reasonable offer will be accepted. Local cash transaction only. No shipping, no payment apps. Oh, TJ, this is how you win. This is only the beginning, TJ. People still care about these Beanie Babies. I know they do. They pretend not to sometimes, but I know they care. They care about the rare. They care about the error. They care about honoring Princess Di. Okay, TJ, don't spend all the money just yet. Definitely buy the hot tub. Okay. All right, TJ. I believe in you.
Welcome back to the Neighborhood Listen. Boy, Chris was really something. And
she kind of broke my heart a little bit.
She broke my brain a little bit.
Indeed. I was a little surprised about, I can't believe, why did she want me to live with her? I was not expecting that.
Why was that the solution rather than just talking to her son?
I mean, I'm flattered. I like that I'm seen as someone who could help fix things. You know, that part is, listen, it's not every day that someone asks you to come live with
them. I know. I don't think you should be looking for a silver lining in this. It's not good that she asked you to do that.
I think the bar has just been lowered for me as I get older of what really makes, really flatters me.
I understand. Well, look, a lot of women, you know, you hit a certain age and you feel invisible. Nobody's asking you to, strangers aren't asking you to live in their homes.
You still got it, and that people will still ask you to come live in their homes.
Exactly. And help them with internet posting.
Yes.
But I do hope she makes up with her son. It does sound like it's all her fault. And I hope.
And we got to get that man home because a 97-year-old should not be walking around. God. I mean, I don't mean to be ageist, but that's really Charles.
That's tragic thinking of this elderly man selling pillows.
I know.
People already have pillows.
That's just a tough. It's quite a literal tough.
Not me.
Sell.
Not right now.
Okay.
I know.
Okay.
You've got
well,
all.
Well, that's very on you. That's
sure
a, why
I
would
like
you go? Why would you have a lazy room without pillows?
There's so many other areas of the house where we can be lazy. You know, I am surprised about
not
the
need. Not this lazy.
Can you describe the level of lazy? What is it that you're doing that goes beyond normal lazy?
So I have my microphone's on a Bob Dylan kind of harmonica.
Oh, sure.
Thing,
oh,
situation.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm lying on my back with all four limbs.
We know you're lying on your back.
I know, but all four limbs are hanging, like dangling down over.
What are you lying
on?
On
a balance beam?
Kind of on a beam.
What?
Okay.
What? That doesn't sound relaxing.
It actually sounds like work. It does. That doesn't sound lazy to me.
Well, so none of my muscles are engaged at all.
Okay, but I thought that you can do that just by lying on a yoga mat and not engage any of your muscles.
Or
you could lay on a beanbag or a sofa or a feather bed.
Well, this is what I went with.
All right.
Okay, you know what? He doesn't want to talk about it.
Recording equipment is split between two hands. So there's no
but you can't see anything because
you
won't turn your head
below me.
Yes.
So I just have buttons, you know, I
have to say, this is a very strange visual.
If this one comes out, I'll be surprised this episode.
I mean, it's our last one. I think it has to.
God, I hope so. I hope we don't leave people hanging like Doug's limbs.
Well, we have one final post here.
Okay.
And, this one comes from, Rosie. And she says, all caps, beware of doing business with a florist called Chris Lindsay Designs in Old Dig. Biggest scam in Dignity Falls. She goes,
whoa, that's saying something.
It sure is.
This is a pretty scammy town.
I've been scammed 2 years in a row. They make appointments
that's
with
a
you.
Real shame on me. That is the textbook
she
definition.
She went back for more.
Exactly.
I mean, I guess she's an optimist, but that really is they make appointments with you for service but never show up or call. That's the end. I'm not sure what the scam is. Because I'm not sure when you need a florist to come to your house for service. What is the scam, do we think? Thank you.
Could you put these in a vase for me?
Thank you. And also, she doesn't mention any money that exchanged.
No.
Okay, so someone doesn't call you back.
Yeah.
Here's what I think.
Okay.
I think that Rosie and Chris had a thing.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And
I do.
Rosie is trying to destroy Chris's business.
Yes, that or like, you know, that's why he's not calling, you know?
Yeah.
Because this doesn't make any sense. The scam was not described. We know the neighbor app very well. People will describe a scam in great detail.
We've had
some of the scammers on. We've had some of the scammies on.
That's right.
This is, there's nothing here. There's nothing to go on.
This is, at worst, it's
I don't
just
think you could even make a
business.
Case here.
Yeah,
it's
no, you can't
business.
Make a case for a scam.
Because I'm not sure, but nothing illegal is described here, right?
No, there was not really. You can't put people in jail for saying
jail
yes,
for
and then they don't do it.
It's bad. I mean, you didn't even describe the service.
Yeah.
What, again, I've never needed in-home florist service.
I can't imagine what that is. Could you shift these around, make them look nice? Every time I put them in there, they just look like garbage.
In my lifetime, you go to the florist.
Yes.
The florist does not come to you. Now, if this is you're catering, right? It's like if you're like a vendor.
You have
flowers
delivered.
If you're like a wedding vendor,
yes,
you have flowers
delivered.
But this is, she's not specific enough. She's not said something like, oh, well, my daughter's wedding, you know, the morning of, they never came.
Yes.
I couldn't call, you know what I mean? That's a scam.
If you're going to warn people of a scammy business, you have to set up the whole drama of it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
How important this was.
Oh,
my grandmother's dead.
Yes. As a result.
As a result, they killed my grandmother and I'll see them in hell.
Now that's a scam description.
Volume 8. All right. Well, stay safe from scammers, everybody. That's all the time we have for this episode of The Neighborhood Listen. If you'd like to hear ad-free versions of the show, you can go to cbbworld.com. Mm-hmm. We have to find out what that means, what that stands for.
yes, we do.
And if you sign up on the Maximus tier, you can get ad-free versions of the episodes and also what we call the bonus room. These are additional episodes that are different than our regular weekly episodes. And they are, sometimes you'll meet other people from Dignity Falls. Sometimes we'll all watch a movie together. Who knows? It could be anything. Mm-hmm. But they're a lot of fun. And so are we.
And even though this is the last episode of the season, it's not the last bonus room.
That's exactly
it's
right.
It's not.
Nothing stops the bonus room.
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
But what a season it's been.
It has been a roller coaster.
Yes. It's been a roller coaster. You did a little character there. It's been a roller coaster.
It's been a roller coaster.
It's like a sportscaster.
Well, that's how I feel. Sometimes I feel like I've been watching a spectator sport talking to some of these people.
Absolutely.
And we hope that you have enjoyed listening to us as we get to know more neighbors and push reality to its limits.
Which is what we set out to do.
It is, if you remember.
That was our mission statement.
That's what we said.
I don't know if we said it on air, but we did. I remember.
We have it up on a yellow piece of paper.
That's right,
above the door.
And I remember before the first episode, we all joined hands and we said, let's push the limits of reality.
And we jumped up and we touched it.
We jumped up and touched it on the way out.
We all retained our faces.
We That's what I call a successful season.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So thank you, everyone, for listening. And,
follow us on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Join us in the Discord. Mm-hmm. We look forward to being back with season 6. And until then, goodbye.
And bye.
All of the posts used in this episode were real. Only some geographical specifics have been changed.
The Neighborhood Listen is hosted and produced by me, Paul F. Tompkins.
And me, Nicole Parker.
And me, Brett Morris.
This episode's guest was played by Mitch Silpa.
The Neighborhood Listen is a production of Comedy Bang Bang World.
Go to cbbworld.com to unlock the entire history of the show, ad-free, as well as brand new full-length bonus room episodes exclusive to Maxima subscribers. Your support keeps the show going.